Well, Cokie confided in Mr. Race last night that he wasn't in love with Jane's niece Betty after all. Meantime, Jane, unaware of Cokie's change of heart, goes merrily on secretly preparing for the elopement. This episode takes place early the following afternoon in alternating scenes between the office where Marge works and then to the Ace's bungalow. But first to Marge, where we find her at work. The door opens and Mr. Race enters. Listen.
Hello, Marge.
Well, Mr. Ray.
Oh, hiya.
Well, this is a surprise.
Well, I don't want to keep you from your work.
Don't worry about that. The boss is out of town for the day. I'm just killing time writing some letters home.
Oh, fine. I want to talk to you.
Hey, you're a lifesaver. I was just wondering what I'd do to make the afternoon pass. Sit down.
Well, thanks.
Well, you certainly look chipper. What are you so happy about?
Just wait till you hear this. I've been dying to tell somebody, and I happen to be in the building here, and I thought of coming up and telling you about this.
About what? You seem too happy to suit me.
Well, this is really a laugh.
Oh, excuse me. Sit down. I'll be right with you.
Oh, yeah.
Hello? Well, Mr. Redmond isn't in. Isn't he surprised? Oh, I thought so, yes. I'll tell him you called. Oh, in the morning sometime. Oh, not at all. Well, out with it, you.
Well, Marge, the other night I went over to the dance hall to see Cokie, you know.
Oh, I guess it was something about that. What happened?
Well, I had a talk with him. I tried to persuade him to give up this silly idea about marrying Betty and all that, but he wasn't so easily convinced, and I thought I was going to have a lot of trouble with him.
Yeah?
Well, last night I got a phone call from Cokie. He wanted to see me.
At the dance hall again?
No, he was up at the corner at the drugstore, our drugstore up there, you know, calling me up to ask me to drop up there that he had something important to tell me. So I rushed up there, and this is what he tells me. It seems that he's been testing himself all day.
Testing? What's that?
He decided to stay away from Betty to see if he really missed her.
Stay away for a day?
Yeah, for a whole day.
Well, goodness, did he survive?
He certainly did.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, he didn't go to meet her at the office to take her to lunch, as he usually does every day, and he didn't meet her after work to walk home with her, and what do you think?
Well, what?
He said he hadn't missed her once all day. Well, that convinced him.
Convinced him that he... Now, wait a minute. Don't you tell me that Cokie's changed his mind about going to marry her.
He certainly has.
Cokie told you that...
Yes.
Now, just a minute, my unshaven friend.
Now, let's not get personal. I'm on my way to a barber now.
You can't make me believe that Cokie said this of his own free will.
But he did, I tell you.
Not without you putting words in his mouth.
I put nothing. I'm telling you what he told me, word for word. He said he hadn't seen Betty all day. Purposely stayed away from her, just to see if he really would miss her. That's exactly what he said.
And he didn't miss her?
Absolutely not. I was just as surprised as you are. But he told me he was calling the whole thing off.
Oh, and the whole thing off? Well, not as easily done as that.
Well, evidently it is for him.
Well, what did Betty say?
She doesn't know about it. She just...
Wait a minute. Jane did say something to me this morning about Betty not sleeping all last night. What was it?
I guess Betty's worried about Cokie not showing up all day yesterday and not having heard from him.
Well, you'll have to tell her. That is going to be easy trying to get away from that one.
Well, that's his battle. All I know is that he's changed his mind about this ridiculous idea of marrying her.
And I was wondering if it is so ridiculous.
Well, are you kidding now?
Well, it wouldn't have been. That is up until now.
Oh.
But now that you tell me this about Cokie, if he can change his mind overnight like this, well, maybe you're right.
I am right, Marge. It's just one of those things. She probably talked him into it. He didn't know enough to back out or say no. Why, he said himself that she told him that she felt sorry for him, that she thought she was doing the human thing to marry him and try to make something of it.
Poor Cokie.
Well, not anymore, poor Cokie. Lucky I called.
Well, if I could believe that he actually...
Marge, I didn't make this up. You know that. I'm telling you exactly what happened. That's the way it was.
Well, now the fireworks begin.
You mean with Eddie?
Sure. Yeah. Wait till she finds this out. And wait till Jane hears about it. She's quite in favor of this match, you know.
Yes, I gathered as much.
I wonder what she's going to do about it when she finds out.
I don't know.
Maybe she ought to be told right away.
Oh, no. She'll find out in time. Cokie's plan is now to stop seeing Betty altogether, and Betty will realize, just as he does, that it's no go.
You're not going to tell Jane?
No, there's nothing she can do about it. Cokie's mind is made up that there'll be no Betty.
What do you mean you changed your mind?
I just changed my mind, that's all. I didn't want to tell you, but you called me up and told me to come over here.
Yeah, I wanted you to come over here. Where were you all day yesterday?
Oh, around.
Around? Where were you around noon? You always come to take Betty to lunch, and yesterday said you didn't come.
And I didn't come to walk home after work with her either.
Yes, she told me. Where were you?
Oh, around.
Cokie, stop batting around the bush and tell me what's going on.
Well, I told you I changed my mind.
About taking her to lunch?
Yeah, about that, too.
Well, do you think that's nice? She stands there waiting for you to take her to lunch, and you don't show up, and she's starving. I think that's abdominal.
Oh, it's like I told you, Mother.
What is it?
I changed my mind.
Well, is that a way to treat a girl you're going to marry?
Well, I just said I changed my mind about that, too.
Well, is that a way to... What did you say?
I didn't see her all day yesterday. I did it on purpose, just to test myself and see if I missed her. And I didn't miss her once all day. It just goes to show that I changed my mind, that's all.
Cokie.
What?
Cokie.
What?
Well, enough of that. Do you know what you're saying? Who told you to say that? I know, Uncle Ace, wasn't it?
Oh, no, he didn't even know I was testing myself.
Oh, no, you don't.
What?
Oh, no, you don't. You can't do this to Betty, not my niece. You, my own flesh and bones. You can't do this. You promised her. You can't do that. Why, she'll sue you for breach of promise, and I wouldn't blame her. She'll sue you for everything you've got.
I haven't got anything.
And she'll get it, too. You can't change your mind about a thing like this. Oh, I know what it is. It's another girl, isn't it? Who is she?
Who's who?
Oh, a society girl, and who's who?
No, I didn't say that.
Well, I'll have you understand my niece is equal to any society girl. A little more equal, if anything.
But I haven't got any other girl.
Oh, don't pour any wool a yard wide over my eyes.
But honestly, I don't even know any other girl.
Here you tell her you're going to marry her, and she sits around here all last night crying and worrying like a bird in a guilty cage. And you come here and say you've changed your mind. Cokie, if you don't marry her, go and never darken this doorstep again.
Gee, that's beautiful.
I read it once in a book. Oh, dear, dear. Oh, you men. You're all alike. All of you. Step one. And wait till he comes home. I'll tell him a thing. Going around telling you not to marry Betty.
But he didn't tell me.
Cokie, it's bad enough to break a girl's heart. Don't start telling lies, too.
But he didn't. I told him.
You told him?
Yeah.
Well, he didn't tell me anything about it.
I told him not to. I didn't want Betty to find out yet.
Didn't want her to find out? Here she's sitting around waiting to get married, and you didn't want to tell her that she's not going to? That would be a fine thing. You wanted to elope by herself?
Elope?
Yes, elope. I was getting everything ready for you two to elope. Because Uncle Ace didn't want you to get married. Why, I even ordered a ladder.
A ladder?
Yes, for you and Betty to elope down from the window in the attic.
Gee, that would have been fun.
See? Now you're going to have to marry her.
Oh, but I changed my mind. I don't want to get married.
You don't want to? Well, what's that got to do with you already asked her?
Well, she kind of made me ask her.
Why, Cokie?
Well, she did. Just because I was taking her to lunch every day and walking home with her after work, well, did that give her a license to marry me?
It certainly does, that and $2. And I even have the $2 saved up from the household expenses. Well, we haven't had any good desserts all week just because I was trying to cut down expenses and save up the $2.
Oh, gee, I haven't had any lunch yet.
Oh, you haven't? Well, I'll fix you a sandwich. Oh, no, you don't. You made Betty wait for lunch again today. You didn't show up.
Well, I told you I changed my mind.
You can't do that. You're not going to either. I'll see that you marry Betty or my name's Maude.
I changed my mind.
Oh, stop saying that. That's a fine thing, a fine time to change your mind. Wait till Betty hears about that. And who's going to tell her? Not me. I can't break somebody's heart like that. Can you?
I don't want to break her heart.
Well, that's better.
But I guess I'll have to tell her sometime.
Tell her what?
That I changed my mind.
Oh, what mind? There, I'm sorry, but I had to say it, Sophie. You made me so mad.
Well, I'll give Betty a ring.
You will?
Yeah, I guess I'd better give her a ring.
Engagement or telephone?
What?
What kind of a ring? What do you mean?
I mean, I'll have to call her up and tell her that I'm...
Cokie, go and never darken my doorstep again.
Well, goodbye then.
Come back here.
But you said to go and never darken your doorstep.
But you can't go like this. You have to promise me now.
Well, I can't do that. I guess I better go and never darken
your... Oh, where are you running like a chicken with his head off? Sit down.
So I heard what you said. Go and never darken your doorstep again. I'll go.
Cokie, if you don't come back here this minute...
Goodbye, Mother.
Goodbye? Well, you can't get away with this. You can't do a thing like... Cokie! Oh, if that isn't... Oh, what'll I do now? I know, Marge. I'll call up Marge. The idea changed his mind. You can't do a thing like this to me. I'll... All I can say is that you haven't heard the last of this yet.
Well, there's nothing anybody can do. Sophie just had a change of heart, that's all.
But Betty, she isn't going to let him get away with that, and neither is Jane. I know her mind's made up that they're going through with it.
Well, a lot of good that's going to do. Well, I just thought I'd drop in and tell you how things stood.
Well, you certainly managed to spoil my whole day.
Spoil it? Why, I thought you'd be pleased to hear this.
Well, I guess it should be. But something tells me there's trouble brewing, and if I know my Jane and my Betty, you can bet anything.
Excuse me.
That's all right.
I've got to be
Jerry
going
along.
Hello?
I have the most terrible thing just happened.
Hello,
Jane? Hello, Jane? I have the most terrible thing just happened. I can't tell you about it on the phone
what?
Now.
But I want you to do something.
Well,
not so fast, Jane. What are you
so excited about? Well, I want you to do some shopping for me before you come home, Lauren. I want you to stop someplace and buy a pound of rice and a shotgun.
What? Jane, what's going on?
What is it, Marge? What happened?
Well, Jane's not going to be put off by Cokie's change of heart, we can see that. Just how she gets into action, we learn when next we meet the Easy Aces.